Afternoon, members of the board. It's a pleasure and honor to be here. Per the intergovernmental agreement that forms the Willamette Water Supply System Commission, TVWD is serving as the managing agency. We have been assigned that capacity until such time as the board decides to do something different. And so for the foreseeable future, TVWD is your managing agency. As you likely know, TVWD provides a similar role for the Willamette intake facilities, a separate commission that includes a partnership of six of us. And we also provide a similar role for the Willamette River Water Coalition, which is the group that holds the water rights for TVWD as well as Sherwood, Tigard, and Tualatin. So we've starting to get this managing agency responsibility thing down, but obviously it continues to be a work in progress. So work with us, and if you have suggestions or recommendations, we're certainly open to your input and ideas. As a managing agency, TVWD is responsible for first and foremost supporting the board. And so again, your input's helpful in making sure that we're addressing your needs. We're also responsible for finance. You'll hear more about that here in just a minute. Management and delivery of capital projects, and that will come up more in the future, obviously. Operational planning and coordination, and just all of the administration that goes into making this organization happen, things like insurance, contracts, public records, responding to public information requests, et cetera, et cetera. So overall, we're the kind of go-to team responsible for implementing the WWSS IGA. The TVWD board is very supportive of TVWD serving as a managing agency. And to that end, the board has included staffing in support of the managing agency responsibilities as part of our adopted budget. And so again, we're in a position to make sure that we're successful and effective in achieving your goals. In terms of managing the managing agency, I've asked Dave Kraska to serve as our general manager for the WWSS. Dave's currently providing that same role for the Willamette Intake Facilities, or WIF, and he's also, of course, the program director for the Willamette Water Supply Program. So Dave wears many hats and also spread kind of thin. So what we really know is that, of course, Dave is really just the front guy, and the person that does all of the work behind the scenes is Faye Branton. So Faye is really our go-to person in terms of all of the logistical support. So if you have questions or concerns, or we gave you the wrong meal, or you want something different next time, whatever it is, don't hesitate to get a hold of Faye, and she will make sure that the needs get addressed. Let's see, what else? Oh, given Dave's many duties, we will likely be making a change in terms of the assignment of general manager responsibilities in the foreseeable future. Later this year, one of the staff positions that's included in the TVWD budget is what we're calling the Willamette Supply Manager position. That supply manager position will essentially serve as the administrator for all of the IGAs that are responsible. And so we're going to try to bring all of that under one person rather than divide it out within the organization and really focus on streamlining how we provide that support to the commissions that we've created. We anticipate filling that position later this year or very early next year, kind of depends on the availability of candidates. And we'll obviously be telling you more and sharing more information about the expectations of that position as well as the qualifications of the person we ultimately hire. Last but not least, I want to talk just a little bit about the committees that have been established under the IGA. We have three committees: the management committee that oversees the work of the managing agency and keeps each of you as the board members informed, and so your representative to the managing agency is key, and make sure that that management committee person is coordinating with you regularly. The finance committee, so all of your finance folks, and they will oversee coordination and financial aspects of the WWSS, including things like budget that you're going to hear about later in the meeting, financial reports and the ever-important billing of the partners. And last but not least is the operations committee. They, you know, right now there's not a lot of functional assets to be operated per se, although we have responsibilities associated with things like locating the pipes that have been installed. And so a lot of that falls to the operations group. And ultimately, the operations committee will also assume a much bigger role as we begin to do commissioning and startup of the facilities. So one representative from each of your organizations has been identified to participate on those committees, and I think we have a roster of who the committees are, and so has that been handed out? There we go. Excellent. Yep. So you have that. And with that, on behalf of TVWD, we're honored to serve as your managing agency for the new organization. We look forward to continuing to work with you and your staffs to successfully implement the IGA. It occurred to me that one of the things that we missed was introductions. We should probably do an around-the-room set of introductions. Sure. Mark Knutson, I'm the outgoing CEO for Tualatin Valley Water District. One foot out the door, another on a banana peel.
Eric Hillam, I'm the engineering manager for Hillsborough Water.
John Godsey, Hillsborough Utilities Commission.
Jim Duggan, treasurer of the Tualatin Valley Water District.
Danny Doyle, City of Beaverton.
Joelle Bennett, the Assistant Program Director.
Vanderveer, Willamette Supply Program, Program Manager.
Good afternoon, Tommy Brooks from Cable Houston. We've been serving as the counsel for the program for about 2 years.
Mark Balfour, TVWD Council.
Dave Kraska, Willamette Water Supply Program Director.
Justin Carlton, Willamette Water Supply Program Finance Supervisor.
Paul Matthews, TVWD.
All right. Thank you, Chair Duggan. So the agenda today is a little bit different than from what agendas will be in the future. So we started off with this initial business. Going forward, there'll be a call to order and then the GM report, and then the rest of the agenda will look the same, essentially. So as far as the general manager's report, as we always start off with, two things. First is a reminder to use the microphones. So use the microphones when you're speaking. When you're done speaking, turn the microphone off. It helps with our communications. Another thing we always start off with is a safety moment, and some of the preamble to this meeting, some of us were sharing old fireworks stories, and so I thought I would share a few fireworks reminders about how to be safe with them. And when I first initially started looking this up, most of the information on the internet is just don't use fireworks. Just don't. No fireworks are safe. They'll all burn you. They'll all burn your house down. But, you know, knowing that folks we'll use fireworks. Just a couple of reminders that they're dangerous. They injure more than 10,000 people a year. Burn injuries are the leading causes of accidental death. I mean, I can go on and on with the negative statistics about it, but as far as do's and don'ts, for the do's, consider safer alternatives such as glow sticks, confetti poppers, and colored streamers. Hard to say that with a straight face, but exactly, where's the thrill? Observe your local and state laws. Have a designated sober adult. Light all legal fireworks, sorry, Clark. Light one firework and move away quickly. Keep children and observers at a safe distance. Store fireworks out of children's reach and keep a bucket of water closed for disposal of fireworks. The don'ts are don't allow children to hire fireworks. Sorry again, Clark. attempt to alter or modify or relight fireworks. Point or throw lit fireworks at anyone. I should be serious about this. Allow children to pick up spent fireworks. Ever hold a lit firework in your hand, consume alcohol when lighting fireworks, and forget to, you can be legally and financially liable for injuries caused by fireworks. So if you do suffer a burn, cool the burn with cool, not cold waters, to stop the burning process. Remove all clothing and jewelry from the injured area. Cover the area with dry, clean sheets or loose bandages and seek medical attention. So that's a very brief safety moment for the meeting today. Regarding the remainder of this first general manager's report, welcome to the initial meeting. We had initially planned on having the first general meeting in September. We still plan to do so, but the first regular meeting will be held on September 5th. That still holds. And that timing allows for our initial final efforts to organize our activities to work under the new IGA, including onboarding meetings that I will discuss in a moment. About a month ago, however, we determined that it is necessary to hold this initial meeting to take some business actions to enable our continued progress and avoid project delays. We appreciate your patience as we make mid-course corrections like this. Frankly, we'll endeavor to carefully plan all our activities in the Willamette Water Supply Program. We periodically find it necessary to have impromptu meetings to address emergent issues. For the last 4 years, the Water Supply Program Executive Committee, Mark Knudsen and Kevin Hanway, have been extremely accommodating and helpful in meeting our needs in this regard, and accordingly helped avoid cost and schedule overruns. We'll work to keep such requests for special meetings to a minimum, but it's possible we will need to hold such meetings in the future, and we'll give you as much notice in certain occasions as practical. So it's also important in this first meeting to notice that this is like the beginning. It's the very beginning of a new water supply entity in Oregon, one that will outlast all of our careers and well into the future. It's a very rare event that I personally feel very privileged to be part of. But just like when you cook something for the first time, there is a learning curve. We have a team of excellent chefs working for you, but this is a completely new dish we are cooking. For that reason, we appreciate your patience as we refine our methods and approaches to these meetings so that we make the best use of your time. Regarding our plans for onboarding, in August, we're scheduling meetings with each of you to go over what we call onboarding information. These meetings will last 1 to 2 hours, depending on your time availability and the amount of discussion that takes place at these meetings. The materials that we'll review include the history of the WWSS, an overview of where we started, what has been accomplished, and the key decisions that have been made along the way, WWSS priorities, a review of current activities, which are most important for the board members to be aware, and WWSS board member role, so a discussion of what the WWSS team needs most from its board to give it the best chance of succeeding. We encourage attending these meetings with your alternates and with your management committee representative. We'll be holding similar meetings in August with the committee members that Mark mentioned to bring them up to speed as well. Two more points. The one to make is the WWSS IGA, Intergovernmental Agreement, documents have been sent to the Secretary of State. On July 1, 2019, so just a couple of days ago, TVWD sent to the Oregon Secretary of State a fully executed copy of the Willamette Water Supply System Intergovernmental Agreement and adopting ordinances from each member entity. This was the last step required to create our new ORS Chapter 190 Intergovernmental Entity. TVWD's notice to the state identified the name of the new entity as the Willamette Water Supply System Commission, its members, which are TVWD, Hillsborough, and Beaverton, its primary purpose, which is to own, construct, operate, maintain, repair, and replace the Willamette Water Supply System, and the effective date of July 1, 2019. And finally, insurance coverage. TVWD has coordinated with the Special Districts Association of Oregon to receive insurance coverage through the Special Districts Insurance Services. SDIS coverage covers all of our activities on the WWSP, including special requirements such as pollution coverage, which is a requirement of our ground lease with the City of Wilsonville. At our regular meeting in September, the WWSS board will be requested to take action to formally join the SDIS through a joinder agreement. And with that, that concludes the general manager's report.
Next on our agenda is public comment. And is there any member of the public here that wishes to talk before this newly formed group? Not seeing anybody here, we can move on to the consent agenda. And considering that we don't have anything to consent, let's go on to the business agenda. Staff report, please, for adopt annual work plan and budget for fiscal year 1920.
Thank you again. So this first item, what it does is it establishes the scope and budget for all the WWSS activities for the next fiscal year, fiscal 19 to 20. This was previously reviewed by the Willamette Water Supply System Executive Committee, Mark and Kevin, in March to align with partner finance calendars. So this was our standard practice under the Willamette Water Supply Program, is that we would have to establish our budget for the next fiscal year by March, essentially. And so that would have to be acted on by the Executive Committee so that it could be folded into the budgets for TVW and Hillsborough. So we anticipate in the future bringing such budget requests, budget plans to this board in around March, and we'll coordinate that with you accordingly. So back in March, the Executive Committee reviewed and approved its annual work plan and budget. TVWD included it in their adopted budget. And this adopted work plan and budget covers two things primarily: the Willamette Water Supply Program activities, which is included in the capital outlay amounts, and the Willamette Water Supply System activities, which are things like meetings like this, which would be our monthly meetings with the committees, the finance and operations and management committees, and some of the other things that Mark mentioned that are managed work of the managing agencies, such as maintenance of properties that we've acquired and so on. So all of those activities are part of our annual work plan for the Willamette Water Supply System. As far as the budget allocations and distribution, I'm going to pass out a document that Justin has to share, and I'll ask Justin if he has anything else to cover that I missed.
Thank you, Dave. So as Dave mentioned, this process starts off early and comes to accumulation in March when the Executive Committee approved it for the Willamette Water Supply Program. We've been in coordination with each of the agencies, so City of Beaverton, City of Hillsborough, and Tualatin Valley Water District throughout the process to make sure that they're incorporating these values into their budgets. So they're aware of what needed to be appropriated for this next fiscal year. The one thing I would comment on is that these numbers do not include the initial buy-in for the City of Beaverton. So that's a separate item and is not part of the actual WWSS budget that you're being asked to take action on today.
We received these excuse me online, and I've had an opportunity to review it. I would move to adopt a resolution WWSS 0119.
Second that. Heard a second. That I'll call for question, we can see resolution WWSS 0119 to be effect. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Pass 3-0. Next on the item, a delegate authority and adopt procurement rules. Is there a separate staff report for that? And also meeting minutes.
So the meeting dates is a separate agenda item. The next agenda item is the delegation and affirming authority of the management committee and the managing agency. So should I continue with a staff report?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you. This was really one of the primary drivers of having this initial meeting here in July, is that between July 1 and our first regular meeting in September, there are some actions and activities that we'll have to, frankly, get done as part of the Willamette Water Supply Program. And so this is about delegating some authorities to the management committee, which was just rebranded to the management committee, was prior the executive committee, to avoid and delay and disruption to these critical activities. And this will also help, frankly, smooth the transition as we move from operating under the Willamette Water Supply Program to operating under this new IGA. Under this delegation of authority, there's really three main types of delegation that we're talking about here. The first one is a construction contract. It's what we call PLM 1.1, and this is about 1,300 or 1,400 feet of pipe in Wilsonville. It's a project that we want to get done in Wilsonville, and timing is critical for a couple of reasons. One is we're trying to stay in front of the City of Wilsonville roadway project, so we want to get our pipeline in before they move forward. And another is for an environmental permitting reason. Part of the work has a restriction in terms of in-water work period. And so we need to get our contractor moving as quickly as possible to meet the current in-water work period. If we miss it, and then we're looking at potentially doing this work next year, which would be a challenge for us. So the bids just came in yesterday. The team has just completed a review of it. And in a moment, I'll be, well, actually, Bill, why don't you go ahead and pass those around, the bid tabs from those bids. And what we have is we've completed a review internally, and we're recommending to the management committee to awarding to the lowest responsive bidder here. Because this wasn't included in the agenda packet last week, we're requesting delegation of this approval authority to the management committee, which is kind of how we've been operating for the last few years. Other types of delegation that are included in this resolution include project agreements. We have a few project agreements that the team is working on, one with the City of Beaverton to include a pipeline project. With some of the pipeline work that we have. And so we may be completing that project agreement within the next month, and the management committee would be a delegated authority to approve that. Also, a similar project agreement with the City of Hillsborough, where there's a project that the City of Hillsborough pipeline that would be adjacent to our, what we call our PLW 2.0 project, our pipeline in Cornelius Pass. Very similar kind of project agreement with the City of Hillsborough. And there's a third project agreement listed in the document here with the City of Wilsonville for a raw water facilities project. Frankly, I think the timing of that project agreement with the City of Wilsonville is very unlikely to be completed within the next couple of months. I think we'll have a draft in the next couple of months, and getting through final review with the City of Hillsborough, it's likely the timing would work out that it would be in front of you, the WWSS board, either in the September or more likely the October or November meetings, quite frankly. Other than that is real estate transactions. There are a number of ongoing real estate activities that we would recommend continuing to pursue under the managing agency, TVWD, and some, I'll say, mundane or non-controversial and lower value real estate transactions that we're recommending at least for the next couple of months, granting the approval authority to the management committee. I think that's kind of the general context and content of what we're talking about here. To talk about any sort of legal matters or legal implications, I'd like to ask Clark to fill in where I might have missed.
Okay, so now this is where we play the shell game.
Microphone.
So keep your eye on that. All right, so in your original packet, there was a resolution, and then on you should have received on Monday, I think, a revision to that. And the revision was based on something that Tommy's been working on and told us about Friday after it already went. So essentially, what Dave described is true. We've tried to figure out those things where we need to be able to have clear authority to follow through on transactional items or other actions necessary to keep the project going. And so I think there are two things. The specifics of these delegations, and in Section 4, that's really what I want to talk about. And the other thing is this. There is, Faye, do they have the new version from this morning? Okay, so this is where the shell game really starts. There should have been, there is another resolution at your desk that we caught this morning, and that the catch that we made was in section one. And you'll see in the very last line, it says, necessary to maintain the schedule of work, period. Well, in the original version and in the version that was sent on Monday, we had some additional language that said pending commission adoption of the annual work plan. And it hit me this morning that the resolution 01-19 that you just adopted was adoption of the annual work plan. So, you know, there was no need to have that language in there. So that's the change that we made this morning. But now to get back to section four, this is really the important part. And for the most part, I think it centers around three things, which are listed in 4.1, 4.2, and 4.3. 4.1 is we've already got some things in process to acquire easements. Those started under the old agreement, which is no longer with us, but essentially Tuolumne Valley Water was taking the lead on that. And if you're a student of the condemnation process, you need to make sure that you are consistent and that your authorities follow all the way through. And so we've already started some of those processes in the name of Tuolumne Valley Water. And for those pending processes, we need to continue through with those. And so we made that part of your delegation to make sure that there's clarity on that point. The next one on 4.2 is, well, what happens if we have to acquire something in the meantime and to keep these projects going? And so what we did there was to say that Tuolumne Valley would continue on that, but if the acquisition price is more than $150,000, the management committee would need to approve that. And that's, you know, I know what Dave said earlier was is that some of the, a lot of the property interests that we're acquiring now are easement interests. And so when Dave said earlier that they were, you know, maybe not as significant, maybe not as high value, that sort of thing, that's really what we're talking about. We're talking about slices of property here and there. Much different than, say, the purchase in fee of a water treatment plant or a reservoir site or something like that. So, but we wanted to keep some management committee approval there on those higher dollar volumes. And if there are any, it's going to be just a handful. The final one is 4.3, and that's really what we're talking about. That relates to the water treatment plant. We acquired the water treatment plant well over a year ago, but as part of the transaction, we agreed to enter into a partition of that property to retain the southern approximately 50 acres for a water treatment plant, and that we would sell the northerly 40-plus acres to Trammell Crow. And the reason for that is that Trammell Crow originally had that entire site under contract, and we wanted to take that and yet try to preserve what Trammell Crow was looking for as part of their business plan. And so that's how this transaction worked, where we bought from the Orr family subject to this partition and ultimate sale requirement. So the partition's been granted. It was granted by the county. But now we're looking for the next step after county approval of the partition, and that would be annexation of the city of Sherwood and then the sale of that northern piece to Trammell Crow. Well, in a meeting last week that Tommy had, some of the issues regarding that annexation process to Sherwood brought to the fore some questions about, okay, if you're going to annex into the city, there has to be provision for urban services, particularly sewer. In our sale agreement with Trammell Crow, we have a provision that we will obtain through their property necessary easement rights to serve our southerly property with utility services. And in that conversation, it became apparent that when we finally close that deal with Trammell Crow, we may need to reserve under ourselves the reservation of that easement across their property. So that's why we added the reservation language, and that's also why we then wanted to make sure that we could do whatever it takes to get this already signed deal with Trammell Crow moved along and to closing. And so that's what the specific delegation in 4.3 is trying to accomplish. For more details on that, I'll ask Tommy if you want to add anything to that.
There's not much to add other than because we're still working on how that easement's going to look and the timing of that. It could be, like Clark said, a reservation of rights when we transfer the property. It may be an easement that comes back from Trammell Crow as part of the closing, and so we needed to build it. This timing of it, because of the annexation schedule over the next couple months, is going to predate.
Right. So one follow-up question, Tommy. Do you anticipate that that we will file for annexation for the entire site, or we'll do it in conjunction with Trammell Crow? Or are they going to be separate and not necessarily aligned processes?
It's both. Because we still own the property, technically it is us annexing that northern parcel. But through the purchase and sale agreement that we had with Trammell Crow, they're actually doing the application as if it were their property owner. So we are reviewing their application, making sure own application, and the timing will be the Trammell Crow first, and then we'll immediately come in. They effectively happen at about the same time, and right. It looks like two different entities, but it's all really coordinated.
So with this delegation, we would be enabled to do whatever we need to do on whatever the schedule is and not have to call you in before September. Well, that's it.
You have a question?
Go ahead.
Has annexation to Sherwood always been part of the deal with this property acquisition? Okay.
Yes, it has, because we will need services from the city, so it's always anticipated to be required.
We got a bit of a surprise from Wilsonville when we started working with them. Have we talked with Sherwood about any permits or right-of-way use or anything?
Anybody but me.
Yeah. Yes, we've had lots of conversations with Sherwood. Nothing's guaranteed, but I do not expect any of the same experience that we had in Wilsonville to occur in Sherwood. Sherwood has been very collaborative in our efforts and not intrusive at all in terms of what our plans are for the property. They trust that we're going to do a good job and be good stewards of the land. We're going to be good neighbors. They appreciate that part of our project is construction of Blake Street, that is a big benefit to them. They also appreciate that we are located in a place that's distant kind of from the heart of the city. Most of the city's challenges with development occur into the heart of the city, and the people come out of the woodwork because of all the traffic issues around there. And so that we're in the industrial area and off to the side and everything really kind of addresses all of that. Frankly, the most interest we've gotten from Sherwood is related to our pipeline project in Tualatin Sherwood Road and Roy Rogers Road. They're concerned about our road closures and how we're going to get across certain intersections and things of that nature. And so we've been listening to them and addressing their concerns and maintaining a good relationship there. So I think from that standpoint, we're in a good place with Sherwood.
Any additional questions for staff? All right, well, we have before us staff prepared resolution number WWSS 0219.
Move to approve.
Motion to approve. Do I have a
second?
Moved and seconded. I'll call the question. All those in favor to approve resolution 0219 signify by saying aye.
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 Nay? Passes. Regular meeting dates to establish. Staff?
So one of my favorite things to do is to save the easiest for the last. I'll try to always do that. Back when I used to work on cars, you don't change the easiest spark plug first. You save that one for the last. You change the hardest spark plug first while you still have your wits about you. So this is just basically setting the calendar for the next fiscal year about when we will have these regular or our regular board meetings. What we identified through a really phased determined efforts was that the first Thursday of the month seems to fit well with your schedules and that we can make it a lunchtime meeting. And so that's the calendar that you see on the resolution, today's meeting, and then it goes on the regular calendar September on through June, so for the rest of the fiscal year. It's as simple as that, but I'd be glad to take any questions you might have.
Why says thank you for the noon meetings.
Excellent. We're all happy about them, frankly.
All right. Well, we have before us resolution WWSS-0319, setting regular monthly meetings of the Willamette Water Supply System Board of Commissioners for the next fiscal year. Do I hear a motion?
Move adoption of resolution 319.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt resolution 319. Call the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Have regular meeting dates. Looks like we have no information items and no communications and non-agenda items. Before we adjourn, does staff have any further things to discuss with us?
Nothing further to make you aware of, aside from really appreciating your flexibility and accommodating us for this meeting, and the delegations of authority is really, frankly, very, very helpful to us over the next couple of months. And we look forward to working with you going forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On a personal note, I just want to say that it was 20 years ago that TVWD partnered with Wilsonville to start the initial plant construction and securing the water rights benefit of this region, and I can't believe that we're at this point right now. I thought $18 million was going to be a pretty big risk that we were willing to take. Had no idea that $18 million would pale in comparison to the venture we're going through right now. With that, thank you, and adjourn the meeting.
Thanks.
Thank you.